Hello, and welcome to Thursday's episode of Brian's Gaming Expo. I appreciate you listening, and I apologize for missing an episode yesterday. So I did too much by the end of Monday. I had already recorded Tuesday's episode, so there's an episode on Tuesday. But because I did too much on Monday, Tuesday was a horrible, no good, rotten day. A lot of pain, didn't feel good. The more pain I have, the less of a filter I have. I go off on tangents. Sometimes in unpleasant ways and unreasonable ways. Plus, it's just hard to do stuff when you are like a 9 on the pain scale. So, no episode yesterday. And I'm sorry for that. It will happen from time to time. It's an unfortunate side effect of having severe chronic pain. There are just days where I can't get up and move equipment around and get that done. But most days, I will be here, and we're going to talk about video games, we're going to talk about streaming, might talk about current events, you just never know. So yesterday, I played Rim World. Great game. If you never played it, it's a great game. Very detailed simulation crashland with a couple people. Try and survive. You can grow your settlement. You can get new people, capture enemies that attack you, and try and convert them. I think they're calling them ideologies. So it's ideologies and religions that can impact your colony. So I picked animalism, nature-based kind of a ideology, without realizing the impact that would have. I just thought, hey, animal. I like animals. I like nature. Let's just go with this. This is something I know. Well, as it turns out, you can't cut down trees, you can't kill animals, can't eat animals, you can't mine. So mining and chopping down trees are your primary ways early game, at least what I've always done. In the early game, to build my first buildings is always wood. And then later, you get into mining, you get resources, and you can turn those into stone blocks, and then you can build buildings out of those. Well, those are off the table. The early start of the game, I totally had to mix it up, and that colony has spiraled out of control. I still have a couple people left. It's a great storytelling game. You know, I got up to 4 or 5 people. Most of them died. I had 2. I think I only have 2 now. But I did get 2 people that are going to be with us for 12 days. Their 12 days are almost up. Maybe they'll stay, maybe they won't. The whole settlement's in a mess because 2 people trying to do everything is difficult. So I don't really expect them to stick around, but we'll see. Great storytelling game. A lot to it. So much has changed. I haven't played it in years. So much has changed. And with the ideologies, like I said, it just totally wrecked how I normally start a game. I was always comfortable with the early game because you do it so much after your settlements crash and burn. Played that, had some viewers, it was pretty good. I was hoping that was a game that would bring out more interactions with the chat. So I had people talking in chat, but not so much about the game, which is okay. Ultimately, it's up to chat what they want, and I try to cater to that. I also played a little Legends of Runeterra. Want to keep up with getting my daily quest done so I can maximize the cards I get for free. So there was a new, I don't know what they call it, expansion, I guess. New cards, new champions were added to the game. So for somebody new, like me, it just means that there's more cards I don't have. But that's okay. That's more cards to get. I like the game and I like some of the heroes that came out. I'm kind of excited to try them at some point once I earn them. That was about it. I almost played Humankind for the first time, but it was getting kind of late, and I thought it might be a better choice to go to bed. So that's what I did. RimWorld's a great game. If you haven't tried it, watch. I will probably stream it once, twice a week. We'll see. I'm still figuring that out. I think I've kind of got streaming schedule down, so Central Time here in the U.S., I'm streaming from 10 to 2, then I'm taking a 2-hour break, and then I'm streaming from like 4 to 7-ish, may tweak that more, but that seems to hit groups of followers, and that's ultimately what I'm here for. Still gaining some followers. It's a slow process, but it's nice. You know, I'm getting to know people, and I'm actually worried a little bit. So now I can chat with everybody. I can get to know everybody. It's personal. As the stream grows and you have more people in chat, it's harder to pay attention to everybody. So I'm already thinking about if that were to happen, if I were to get enough followers, if that becomes difficult, how do I still maintain that personal connection? Because that's what's important to me. I mean, it's great having good numbers, but I also want that personal connection. I don't want to lose that. So just thinking about that process, keeping that on the back of my mind. But my real problems today are bots. So you have bots that help you with your channel. They'll spit out messages every so often. They do some things to help with chat integration, getting chat involved in conversations. So I was using Moobot, and Moobot's pretty easy. And I like Moobot, but I wish it had a little bit more. And a couple things don't work like it seems like they should. And maybe it's user error. Maybe I haven't figured it out. I tried something called WiseBot, and I think WiseBot would be great if I didn't have troubles processing and logic. It seems like it's not as easy to use. You have to set more up, and it's the process is more involved, but ultimately it gives you more control. But the learning curve. So trying to stream and set things up, I'm already at a little bit of a deficit. So I don't need something. As much as I would like to use WiseBot, I just don't feel like it can, because it's the learning curve is too much for streaming and podcasting and also doing that. I mean, I'm kind of on the edge as it is. Streaming overall doesn't take up as much energy as the other ones, because I'm just playing a game and I'm just kind of putting my thoughts out there. And sometimes, you know, I'm just engaging with chat, which is like an odd conversation because I'm talking and they're typing, but it works. And I enjoy it. So WiseBot's difficult. I've got another one to try, and it seems easier, but yesterday I was just too far gone by the time I got into that, because it was after my last stream. So I'm just checking out some different bots, seeing what is best and easiest right now to get the features that I want. So I'm looking at like rankings, and people get points for watching, people get points for chatting, and then they can use those points, you know, and there's no monetary value. You get points just for watching and talking and chat. And then the moderator could, like, do a bet that maybe one of my characters is going to die, maybe it's going to live, things like that, which allows them to double their points or lose points. They can also give points away, and there's other things you can do with points that can impact games. So I want to do that. Maybe some ranks. People that are always around get ranks. The more they're there. So there's some potentially interesting things there to do. Today, I think I'm going to stream Hearthstone. I did a survey, and I only got it into effect yesterday. Ended up with 3 votes. It's a 3-way tie. 1 for Rimworld, 1 for Hearthstone, and 1 for Warhammer 2. That guy, even though he voted, he's not going to be there today. So it's going to be Hearthstone or Rimworld probably again. We'll see who's in chat. It's small enough now I can kind of keep track, and you know, if they voted and they're in there, then we'll figure something out. But it'll be one of those two unless something drastically changes. A guy that goes by the handle of the Coal Miner, he's from Denmark. He's kind of helped me spruce up Discord, the Discord server. And we do for our group and the followers and anybody in this podcast who wants to get on Discord and chat. You're more than welcome to join. I know I have to check the website to see if there's a link. There's a link on Twitch. My handle there is Fanigan. Fanigan. That's my handle almost everywhere, but on Twitch and Xbox, that's where you'll find me. Under those names. So, before I forget, I almost forgot. I was about to close things out. Word of the day. Fugitive. It's a noun. It means it's a person who runs away to avoid being captured or arrested. News channels showed frequent descriptions of the fugitive. So that is our word of the day. So if you have any comments on anything we talked about, have any thoughts on RimWorld or Legends of Runeterra, potentially expansion, you can leave a message for me, an audio clip that I can play on the show. Where you'll find that is at bgexpo.fans. That's bgexpo.fans. At the bottom right, you'll see a microphone icon. If you click that, you will be able to leave a voicemail, a audio clip that I can include on the show, with your thoughts about anything we talked about or anything that you would like to talk about. Additionally, you can contact me in written form at the website. Click on Contact Us, and you can leave a message that will get delivered to me. And I can read that on the show as well. And then my email address is Brian, B-R-I-A-N, at gbexpo.fans. So you can always email me and I can read that on the show as well. Let me know what your thoughts are. Let me know what you'd like to talk about. Let me know if there's a specific game that you're interested in my opinion on. If you have an opinion on anything I'm talking about, drop those in there too. I'd like this to be a dialogue. I want to have your thoughts as well as mine. Well, I think we all know that I'm always right. It's okay for you to have different ideas. Okay, I'm not always right. And I am interested in hearing your ideas. I do have a mostly open mind. So let me know what you think. And be kind to yourself. Be kind to others. Bad things happen. Show others compassion. And what's oftentimes more difficult, showing ourselves compassion. Something goes bad in your day, give yourself a little self-compassion. You deserve it. And with that, bid you farewell today and look forward to talking to you tomorrow. Have a great day. Have a great Friday Eve, almost to the weekend. Thanks for listening.